Good morning, everyone. It is wonderful to finally be here with all of you here at St. John's, my new parish family, as it will. Most of you probably already know my name. I'm Father Michael Rubling, and I am the new associate pastor here at St. John's. I've been chomping at the bit to finish my studies and arrive here, and I hear that I have not been the only one, Father Jim. Anyway, I'm very excited to finally be here with you all and look forward to getting all to know all of you. Well, I'd like to take a little time to introduce myself. I should probably begin with my family, but actually I'm going to let that sit a little bit and return to that a little later. I was born in Catonsville and grew up in Frederick County. As for my education and time in seminary, I went to Frederick Community College for a year and then joined College Seminary when I was 19 and went up to Providence College to finish off my college education while in the College Seminary. And after 3 years of that, the diocese said, now that we've sent Michael to the second furthest seminary away from Baltimore, we're going to send him to the furthest seminary away from Baltimore, and that is Rome. And so in 2011, I left for Rome to study at the North American College. It's the seminary for American seminarians in Rome. After studying 3 years of theology there, I returned to the United States to do what we have in this diocese called a pastoral year, where you work in a parish for a year. We have Jeremy here who's doing his pastoral year here at St. John's. I did my pastoral year at St. Ignatius Hickory, up in Bel Air, near Bel Air. After, at the end of that year, I was ordained to the diaconate and then returned to Rome for further studies. After a year there, I came back here to be ordained a priest, and once more, for a fifth and final year, returned to Rome to finish my degree. So a grand total of 5 years in Rome, a experience that has been an extraordinary blessing for me, and an incredible grace that I've received. So now to introduce my family. And while I do introduce my family, I'd like to perhaps illustrate one of the truths we find in today's liturgy. I should probably begin by telling you that I am the eldest of 10 children. That's right, you heard correctly, I have 9 brothers and sisters. And growing up, we were used to the announcement just about every 2 years, almost on the dot, that we were going to receive another brother or sister. It happened all the time, every 2 years. And one day, about 12 years ago, after there were 9 of us already, my parents approached us kids and asked what we would think about adopting a little child from Liberia, Africa. Of course, we loved the idea, and my parents went ahead with the adoption. A year and a half later, after several interactions with the adoption agency and trying to figure out which child would be ours, we picked up our new little brother, Gabriel. I vividly remember going to the airport to wait for my mom and my brother, who went to Liberia to pick up Gabriel, to come back. I was there with my dad. I was there with my grandmother, my aunt, my cousins, and all my brothers and sisters. We had balloons, we had signs, and we were all waiting for our little brother to be in the arms of my mother, to round the corner, come through the doors, and be received into our family. And yet, in that most expectant of moments, I didn't know how I would feel when I saw my new little brother. It was nervous. I was very nervous. I didn't know how I would react to getting a new little brother in this way. I had had 8 others before, 8 other siblings come before, but this was a new experience. And so it was a very unique time for me. So how would I feel? Well, as I've grown up since that, in the 12 years since that experience, I've reflected a lot on that question about, as a brother, as a sibling, as a family member, how I would respond to someone new coming into our family. And it's the moments like that that I reflect upon the reality in our faith we actually have in our opening prayer today. In opening prayer, it says, "O God, who called us to be children, who called us out of adoption to become children of light." The reality is, my brothers and sisters, that each of us are adopted children of God. Each of us, through our baptism, through being baptized, as St. Paul says in the second reading today, we are baptized into Christ's death and Christ's resurrection, and in that we become children of Almighty God Most High. The incredible reality that we enter into the family of the Trinity. And also, my question, not only my ponderings that day in the airport, not only brought out the idea later on about adoption, but also about the reality that our love as human beings is but a reflection of the Father's love. Our love pales in comparison to the Father's love for us. The crucifix is the ultimate sign, the supreme example of love. It is that which the Father holds up and says, "This is how much I love you." So in the years after that experience, waiting in the airport, reflected on the fact that we are all adopted sons and daughters of God, and that God's love is the ultimate example of love, that our love only pales in comparison. So let's return to me in the airport. I'm waiting there with my siblings, my dad, my aunts and uncles, and my grandmother, waiting for my little brother around the corner. And finally they do. And oh, what an experience. It was one of the most joyful days of my entire life. It's hard for me even to describe. It's just the elation of meeting my new little brother. He was a year old, but because he was malnourished, he was very small. And it was one of the most joyful days of my life. And I just had this feeling of joy welling up that it was incredible. And if I can leave you, my friends, with one thought this Sunday, it is that if I could feel this way, just being a brother, about my new adopted brother, my new brother, in new member of the family, if I felt this way as a brother, how much does God feel when we enter into his family? How infinite is his joy? How incredible his love for each of us? If our love is but the mere image of his, if our love just pales in comparison to his love, then how radiant is his joy when we are baptized, when we are brought into the faith, when we receive our Lord into our very selves. So, my brothers and sisters, as I begin this time here at St. John's, I offer this as just a little story of my life, a very personal moment of my life. And I look forward to beginning this journey with all of you toward sanctity, toward holiness. You've all been so welcoming from about a week I've been here, and I thank you for that welcome. I've been praying for you in the months that I've known that I was coming here, and will continue to pray for you. Please pray for me, and if you ever want to pray, just let me know. God bless.